It is nearly impossible to avoid discussions about what divides us. Urban versus rural, boomers versus millennials, conservative versus progressive, red states versus blue states. These discussions don't just say something about the different groups their proponents try to drop folks into. They also say something about what is missing in our society, a shared experience. This isn't anything new. Many have recognized it. Some see it and focus their attention on a media landscape shattered into a million pieces, allowing us to select the reality and facts of our choosing. Some see it and focus their attention on political reform, calling for public financing for campaigns and independent redistricting commissions to lessen the influence of parties and donors on the electoral process. I see it and can't help but turn my focus to a single idea, national service. For some time, there has been a growing desire by all ages, but especially young people, to be directly involved in solving problems they see in their communities. This desire has fueled the growth of civic enterprises like City Year, Year Up, Teach for America, and many more. Taken together, they have allowed hundreds of thousands of young people to serve their communities, improve the quality of life of their fellow citizens, and develop leadership skills. They have done all of this while also meeting and working side by side with fellow volunteers from different backgrounds, classes, communities, races, creeds, and genders. These experiences have been offered thanks in part to a mix of private and sporadic public support. Today, 80,000 AmeriCorps and 244,000 Senior Corps volunteers serve our country and their communities, supported by the $1.1 billion budget of the Corporation for National and Community Service. The 0.03% of the federal budget we dedicate to service might be the best investment we make, and it provides a partial blueprint to address divisions in our society. Truly national service, community, military, or otherwise, or at the very least much greater support for those who serve, could have many benefits. First, volunteers have the experience of working side by side with individuals who come from very different backgrounds. This helps shatter some of the myths that divide us, creates greater understanding, and makes those volunteers much more open to the idea that their experience might not be the same as all their fellow citizens. Second, a program of national service on a greater scale would begin to create a shared experience in our society. Just as service in the military during World War I and II formed the common ground from which business and political leaders worked together in the following years, national service could form the shared experience today and into the future. Finally, the model of service in America is highly entrepreneurial. Increasing support for service efforts and programs will produce new ideas, energy, and approaches to tackling long-standing problems such as poverty, criminal justice, economic and community development, and more. I am the proud son of a Peace Corps alum and the brother of an AmeriCorps alum. I have seen the indelible impact those experiences had on my mother and sister. On a much smaller scale, I joined a group of Tufts University students who gave up our winter break in 2006 to assist Hurricane Katrina relief efforts on the Gulf Coast, an experience I cherish to this day. Service is powerful, and it is empowering. Citizens are the most important actor in our democracy. That is true 365 days a year, not just on election day. To tap the unlimited power of active citizens, we need to create many more opportunities for Americans to come together and serve. If we do this, not only will we be blown away by the spirit and talent of our fellow citizens, but those conversations about what divides us will soon change to conversations about our shared experience serving our nation and our community.